Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and following our program, of course. Pastor Andrew Snacko of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid will be preaching, and he always has a good message there. But I've got a couple things to look at today and hopefully be a blessing. Had a question about the birth of Christ that arose from an article I was reading, and the question was Jesus born in Bethlehem or just near Bethlehem? And so I'm going to touch on that a little bit today, and we're going to see what the Bible has to say about that. So let's go ahead and open our program this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray you would bless the program and use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody, encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about, especially at this, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus at this time of year. We just pray that things we look at would strengthen the faith of believers and also help point those who are searching towards Christ as well. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, as I said, I'm Pastor Al, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you'll get some more of that information at the end of the program. You can also go online and find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and if you'll go there, you can look us up there and also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And of course, we have on our website at livewithpastoral a link to that as well. And so we try to tie all that together there. You can also link to our page for our church as well, and learn more about our church. Invite you to come out and visit. We have our Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's an informal Bible study, and we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross, and that's Northern Summit County. You can also visit us on Sunday if you don't have a church, if you're looking for a church or you're looking for a place that preaches from the King James Version of the Bible. We take a stand on that, like Pastor Lutz before me, like Pastor Rusnacko after me here on the radio. We take a stand on that out of conviction on principle rather than just convenience. And we might touch on some of those things from time to time. But today, we're going to look at a question about the birth of Christ, since Jesus being born, obviously, in fulfillment of prophecy. And we celebrate that at this time of the year. Questions about his birth come up from time to time, and we're going to talk about some of those right here today. And also, we can get you on the phone here, on the air here today, too, at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And before I get into this other portion here, wanted to let you know, I was talking with Pastor Lutz as he was getting ready to leave, and a week from today, Friday, that'll be the Friday prior to Christmas, Pastor Lutz and I are going to combine our two programs, I believe. So it looks like we will be on together. I'll be with him at 1 o'clock. He'll be with me at 1:30, and we'll take some phone calls, questions about Christmas and the birth of Christ, what it means, and different things like that. I encourage you to make a note to join us a week from today, Pastor Lutz and I doing combined programs, 1 o'clock and at 1:30, right here on AM 1220, The Word. All right, well, let's get into this portion right here today, and you probably have heard of various passages talking. There's the famous passage from the Gospel of Luke, which is probably what most people turn to when they want to read the Christmas story. And actually, while I'm on that, let me let you know that if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, you can link to a booklet that I put together some years ago, actually, when my wife and I were missionaries down in the Samoan Islands. We put together a booklet for a Christmas reading program that we were doing, and it was based on something that I had found. Somebody had put together a sort of bare-bones look at the various passages, some Old Testament, Gospels, things like that, putting together the birth of Christ in a somewhat of a chronological order rather than just using Luke chapter 2 here. And I had expanded on that and fleshed it out, added a few things, and changed a little bit of the arrangement around. And it's available online as a ebook download. You can go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can click on the link there. I believe on our Facebook page, there's also something there that'll help direct you to that, where you can find it. It's free. I put it together some years ago. It's nothing but scripture. There is no commentary. There's no added words. It's just scriptures running from Old Testament through the Gospels, other parts of the New Testament, and it just brings together various aspects of the birth of Christ. But in Luke chapter 2, of course, the Bible says, it tells us that Jesus was born when his mother Mary, along with Joseph, traveled from Galilee down to Bethlehem, and he was born in the manger. We're familiar with the story there, and when he was born in the manger, because there was no room in the inn, and of course then the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds that were outside of Bethlehem and noted to them that the Savior was born, and that they then went to see him. And we're familiar with that in Luke chapter 2 and other side passages, but that is a fulfillment, of course, of Micah chapter 5, and that is in Micah chapter 5, verse number 2, where it says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth had been from old, from everlasting." And it's talking about the birth of the Savior from old, from everlasting. That's Jesus Christ. That's God in the flesh. That's the Messiah. And the question that was posed was Jesus actually born in Bethlehem or outside of Bethlehem? And the reason for that question comes from here in, also in Micah, but in the previous chapter, Micah chapter 4, in verse number 8, there's another prophecy dealing with the coming of the Messiah that often gets overlooked. It says this in Micah chapter 4, verse 8, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." And in this passage here, it's talking about the coming of the Messiah as well. And in the implication here is that the tower of the flock, and this word that we have here, this phrase that we have here, comes from a term in the Hebrew that, and I'm by no means a Hebrew scholar, so I'm certainly not going to always say my pronunciation is correct, but it's basically Migdol Eder. And this is a specific tower, the Tower of the Flock, Migdol Eder, which has some significance here. And I was reading this article where this guy had believe that Jesus was born in Bethlehem until he heard about this. And Migdol Eder is the Tower of the Flock located outside of Bethlehem. And it's outside. It's not too far from Bethlehem. I've heard variously about a mile away to about an hour's walk away, which might put it a couple of miles, you know, several miles away. And the idea is that Jesus was born actually in Migdol Eder, not in Bethlehem properly. And they try to tie together some historic information and tradition that they believe makes it more likely that Jesus was born outside of Bethlehem. But the problem with that is, and I've heard this said before, maybe you have too, the best commentary on the Old Testament is the New Testament. And so what do we read in Luke chapter 2? Well, in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, "It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." Now, where did it say that that Joseph and Mary went? It says that they went to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. It didn't say they went to the Tower of the Flock, Migdol Eder. It says they went specifically to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And then it says in verse 6, "And so it was that while they were there," well, where's the "there" refer to? "There" refers to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Okay, now the inn that we're talking about would have been in the city that we're talking about, which is the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And it says this in verse number 8. This is Luke chapter 2, verse number 8. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Now this is in the same country. This is distinct from where Jesus is born. Mary and Joseph are at the stable outside of an inn in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And in that country, in that region, which is in Judea, where they had traveled to, there were shepherds at another location. Okay? Now, the article that I was looking at, the guy read something, heard something by somebody that tried to say that the shepherds out in the field were at the Tower of the Flock, Migdol Eder, and that's where Mary and Joseph were when Mary brought forth Jesus and laid him in a manger. But here's what happened, and that doesn't make sense when you read the rest of the story here in Luke chapter 2. Because in Luke chapter 2, it says, "And there were in the same country," verse 8, "shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day," where? "In the city of David." Well, we saw in verse number 4 what the city of David is, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And so this angel appears to the shepherds. These are the shepherds that were at the Tower of the Flock. We're going to come back to that again. But these are the shepherds that were there. And these shepherds were a unique group of shepherds. These just weren't any shepherds. And we're going to talk about them in just a minute. But notice what the angel says. The angel says, "For unto you is born this day," in Luke 2, verse 11, "in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Now, if Jesus was born at the Tower of the Flock, where the shepherds already were, why would the angel tell them that he was born in the city of David and give them a sign to look for? They would have been there, and they would have seen as Mary and Joseph came in. They would have been there as Mary gave birth, and they would have been trying to help out and do what they can for Mary and this new baby. The baby Jesus. So the idea of a sign given to them so that when they arrived in the city of David wouldn't have been necessary if Jesus had been born right where they are. And see, when you get these perplexing problems, oftentimes if you compare Scripture with Scripture, and like I said, the New Testament is the best commentary on the Old Testament, and we find that Jesus was indeed born in the city of David. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, which were outside of the city, in the same country, told them that the Savior was born, and they would find a sign that he would be wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then as the story continues here in Luke chapter 2, verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now notice verse 15, it came to pass as the shepherds were gone away from them into heaven, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Now if Jesus was born in the Tower of the Flock, they would have been where he was born already. There would have been no traveling to this other location to see this thing that had come to pass, which the Lord had made known to them. They wouldn't have had to travel to Bethlehem because it would have taken place right where they were located. And then it says in verse 18, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And then it continues, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse 20 says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Well, where would they be returning to if they were where Jesus was born in the first place? Well, they weren't where Jesus was born. They were outside of Bethlehem. They were at the Tower of the Flock. Now, it's kind of interesting. The guy that posed this question, after he goes through making the case that Jesus was born in the Tower of the Flock and not Bethlehem itself, he says that he's persuaded about this. And then he asks this question. He says, what do you make of this interpretation? Of course, we can't know for sure, but how do these theories affect your view of the birth of Christ? Well, we can know for sure. You just have to read the scriptures. And we just read them. Micah chapter 5, verse 2 makes it very apparent that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2 makes it very, very apparent that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's the city that Joseph and Mary traveled to. That's the city where Jesus was, where Mary was when she gave birth to Jesus. That's the city that the angel of the Lord told the shepherds to go to. That's the city that the shepherds went to. That's the city that they returned from. It's abundantly clear that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, despite this author saying, we can't know for sure where Jesus was born. We can know for sure. The Bible tells us so. And so now, what do we make of this passage in Micah chapter 4, verse 8? Well, there's some interesting statements that are made about Migdol Eder, or the Tower of the Flock, that's mentioned here. This is a place where Jacob journeyed and pitched his tent in Genesis chapter 25, probably after, I believe this was where Rachel had died and on the way to Ephrah, and that's Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar over her grave, and he journeyed on, pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder, according to Genesis 25, verses 19 through 21. And so this is located near Bethlehem, but what's important about this city is this location, the Tower of the Flock, is that the group of shepherds that were there, that stayed there, these were Levitical shepherds. And Alfred Edersheim, I think is his name, writing in The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, he talks about a lot of the background information of the New Testament era, some of the Jewish customs and traditions and different things there. And he talks about the relevance of the Tower of the Flock. And he talks about how this was the location where the Levitical priests were overseeing the birth of lambs that were to be used and sacrificed in the temple. They were to be sacrificed, especially the Passover lambs. These lambs, when they were born, they were carefully inspected, and they were inspected to make sure they were without blemish, without spot, no broken or deformed bones or deformities of any kind. And when they inspected a lamb and they determined that it would be suitable to be used as a sacrificial lamb, they wrapped a cloth around it like swaddling clothes to keep the lamb still, and they laid it in a manger in order to keep it separated from the others. And they inspected these lambs to make sure that they were suitable. Now, what happened then is the angel appears at the Tower of the Flock, apparently, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, and unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. Guess who got to be first to hear that the Savior was born? Was it Herod in Jerusalem? No. Was it the high priest in Jerusalem? No. It was the shepherds who were overseeing the birth of the sacrificial lambs, that were certifying them to be suitable for sacrifice in the temple, suitable for use as a Passover lamb. These were the people who first heard that the kingdom had, Messiah was there, that they were waiting for. The angel of the Lord appeared, and these shepherds stayed in that tower year round. You hear people say every once in a while, well, they couldn't have been there, they were in the fields, so it couldn't have been late December because they weren't in the fields at that time. All of that is a moot point, because at the Tower of the Flock, the shepherds were there year round, and they were overseeing probably in at least several months before Passover, the birth of the lambs that were going to be born that could be used as sacrifices in the coming year. And as they're inspecting these lambs, these sacrificial lambs, and wrapping them in swaddling clothes and laying them in a manger, the angel of the Lord appears and says, the Lamb of God has been born. Now, he doesn't use that terminology here in what's recorded in Luke chapter 2, but that's what the angel of the Lord told them. The Messiah is here. God's sacrifice is here. The one who would die for our sins, he's here. And they were the first ones to get that announcement. And when you look at what they were doing with the lambs they were inspecting, they were told the sign would be just what they were doing with these sacrificial lambs. The Lamb of God would be wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. And when they got there, guess what they saw? Jesus, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, just like they set aside the sacrificial lambs there at the Tower of the Flock. And when they came, they saw that, and the significance had to be of great importance to them, that they realized that here is God's sacrifice, the Messiah. And you know, it's kind of interesting. John the Baptist come along, even though he was Jesus' cousin, and Mary was of the tribe and lineage of David, the tribe of Judah. John the Baptist was in the Levites. He was a Levite. His father was a priest. And so John the Baptist, a Levite, was the one that pointed Jesus out at the beginning of Jesus' ministry and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God's Word all ties together, doesn't it? Isn't it amazing? I hope that you're celebrating the birth of Christ this year. I hope you know Him as your Savior, the Lamb of God that's taken away your sins. Thanks for joining us. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.